former home of the Mariners AAA baseball team.
Oh, some of the greatest years ever for the Calgary Cannons was when they were
you remember
the,
Edgar Martinez coming
through
there?
I sure do. Edgar came through. Brett Boone came through. I worked for the Cannons as a young man, so I absolutely remember. So things
are
going rainy.
Those are the days, baby. Those are the days.
The weather outside is why the Calgary Cannons no longer exist in this city, however, because it snows and rains a lot in April, May, and June in this city.
Yeah, well, it rains up here in Seattle and Tacoma, so it's not much different.
That's
but the key there is that Tacoma's about a half hour away versus about, what, 1,000 miles away?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a good deal for them, but I tell you what, they used to develop a lot of great players in Calgary, and it seems like that well's dried up, so maybe they should move back.
We'd be all for it, man. I would lead the charge. Are you leading the charge for an NHL team in Seattle?
You know, I think we're all leading the charge. I mean, obviously, there's nothing we can do at this point but wait and see what happens in Glendale. At their city council meeting next Tuesday, the 25th, they're going to vote on that proposed lease agreement with Renaissance Sports and Entertainment, the people that would like to buy the Coyotes and keep them in Glendale in the Phoenix, Arizona area. So we're just waiting to see what happens next week with that vote. And if that vote falls apart and they don't come up with the cash to placate the new owners of the Coyotes, then they could be moving. I mean, the Board of Governors meeting is in New York, I believe, next Thursday. So we could potentially find out in the next 8 or 9 days if hockey is coming back to Seattle. You know, Seattle won the first Stanley Cup way back in 1917,
yeah.
The Seattle Metropolitan. So I'm not sure if anybody's around that remembers those days, but there is a giant, you know, I think kind of sleeping giant of hockey fans here in Seattle. The T-Birds get great support. The Everett Silvertips get great support. A lot of people like to go to Vancouver to watch the Canucks play hockey. So I've always thought of this as a real sleeping giant as far as a real nice hockey fan base, and we'll see if that actually is rewarded next week.
Knowing that and knowing how big of a wave the potential move that Sacramento to Seattle would have made and how big a story that was in your city, how much of a dent has the NHL and it possibly moving to Seattle made?
Well, I mean, the phone lines are lighting up all day yesterday, all day today. Hockey fans are coming out of the woodwork, you know, wondering and asking what's going on. Obviously, the big question is, where would they play? You know, can the arena get built if it's hockey before basketball? There's a memorandum of understanding that's good for 5 years right now between Chris Hansen and the city of Seattle and King County. But that was all contingent on basketball coming here first. So, obviously, if a hockey owner stepped up and a team moved here, they would have to find a way to bridge the gap and get the arena built with hockey first and then NBA second. And the good news for us is that the guys that are stepping up, Ray Bortasek and Anthony Lanza, were both brought to the table through channels provided by Chris Hansen. So it sounds like those guys might be on the same page and kind of know how this is going to work, if it does work at all.
Dave Softy-Mahler is with us from KJR Sports Radio in Seattle, joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Okay, the viability of
to
a
Quaker
team,
State
if,
users,
if they had to stall and buy some
like
time to
honor.
Get that arena built
presenting
and to get
Quaker
it
State
made,
Defy
could it be viable even for a season or two playing at key arena?
I think so.
Keep
those
kilometers climbing
in
Defy
or maybe Quaker a year State and a half. Defy. I mean, key arena only seats about 11, 12,000 for hockey. It's not a hockey arena. You know, it was not built for hockey. It was not constructed or planned for hockey, which was obviously a mistake. You know, when they renovated the old Coliseum back in the 90s, they should have made it big enough for hockey. You know, we went to the finals in Chicago that year against Michael Jordan, and the United Center had opened up about the same time Key Arena did, and the United Center was way ahead of its time. It was absolutely built the right way. Key Arena was built the wrong way. It was built for basketball. It was built for concerts and ice capades and children's shows and things like that, but was not built for hockey. So, you know, it's really not a great hockey venue at all. The T-Birds of the Western Hockey League used to play there, and the South Stands, literally the lower bowl of the South Stands, has to be removed to make room for the South Goal. So the South upper deck and the second level literally almost hangs right over the South Goal of the hockey rink. So, but again, I mean, if they're there for a year and a half and the NHL signs off on it, as long as there's a shovel in the ground and the arena is being built and there's some light at the end of the tunnel, I think everybody would be okay with Key Arena, but not as a long-term
right.
possibility. No chance.
Okay, now let's assume that that there is interest and that the NHL signs off on it.
Yeah.
And there is not an NBA team in the near future coming to Seattle. Can that arena be built without an NBA team in your mind?
Well, I mean, I think it can. I mean, somebody would have to put up a bunch of money to make it happen because the majority of that cash to build the arena would have come from the NBA owners. Now it's going to have to come from the NHL owners. And as far as I know, Chris Hansen is not going to be involved in the ownership group. So this would mean, you know, Bornacek and Lanza would have to put that money up with the other investors they've got. You know, Bornacek is worth about $5 billion. He's an oil trader. I believe his wife is from the Bellingham area, which is just north of the British Columbia border with Canada. So bottom line is those guys would have to float the cash, and they'd have to find a way to make that work. I think in the end, if the arena does get built and there's a hockey team there, we've always thought it's only a matter of time before the NBA comes back. But if it's a long-term home, you know, 10, 15 years, whatever, and all it houses is hockey, somebody's going to have to, you know, put the pencil to paper and make sure that that financially works, because that would mean spending a lot more money from the hockey side than the basketball side.
Dave Softimano is with us from KJR Sports Radio in Seattle. Just a couple more for you. First of all, you talk about the sleeping giant that could be hockey fans in Seattle. How much of an opportunity do you think that the maybe fringe fans or the outside fans might be able to flock to a new team, a new pro sports franchise in your city?
Well, I mean, the great thing about Seattle is that if you put a hockey team here, you're the only hockey team south of Vancouver and north of San Jose. So you're talking about, you know, having access to all of Washington, all of Oregon, parts of Northern California, you know, Idaho, Montana, you know, even Alaska. I mean, the Mariners and Seahawks are really a regional franchise. They do well drawing from all over the Pacific Northwest. So I think you'd have a chance, you know, if you won games and you put a good product out there, which is always the key, as you guys know, they'd have a chance to draw fans from all over the Pacific Northwest. But we took a bunch of calls yesterday from people promising to buy season tickets. I know it doesn't mean squat. You know, it's just a guy calling a radio show and not putting any real money down. But people were fired up calling the show. Oh, yeah, I'm going to buy tickets. I'm in. So there's a lot of hockey fans in this city, in this area, in the I-5 corridor, which, you know, is about 4 million strong, which I think would love to go to a hockey game. And again, if you win games, you have a chance to, you know, to really draw from all over this region.
And final question for you. Is there anything new about a prospect of an NBA team? Like, do we have anything that Seattle people could be excited about that potentially coming home?
Well, I think, you know, right now we're just kind of in a holding pattern. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when David Stern steps down in February of next year and Adam Silver takes over. I mean, obviously, Chris Hansen is not giving up the fight. He's made that pretty public. We're waiting for maybe the expansion possibility, waiting to see what happens in places like Milwaukee and Charlotte. You know, the Bobcats aren't making money, and the Bucks need a brand-new arena. So we're going to see what happens with some other franchises. But I think, again, you know, as long as Chris Hansen stays in the hunt, there really was some positive things coming out of the NBA, you know, about a month ago that talked about, hey, look, you know, our plan, our goal is to return the NBA one day to Seattle. So, you know, look, as long as the desire's there and the plan for the arena is still solid, it's only a matter of time. I would say within 2 to 3 years, you'll see the NBA back here.
You hear him plenty filling in on the Jim Rome Show on our station, and he's also the host of the Drive program on KJR Sports Radio in Seattle. Dave Softimano, our guest. Appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much.
No problem, buddy. Take care. Go Cannons.